5, 6, 7, 8.
Welcome, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
It's another beautiful Thursday night.
Yes.
Yeah.
So excited. How was your day today?
You know, pretty fantastic.
Right?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, we got some family time in.
Yes, we did. Lots of family time. Got to eat a lot of food.
Yep.
Yeah.
FaceTimed with each other.
Yep.
Earlier in the day.
Yep. Because you could see Penny in her cute little Thanksgiving outfit that I made her.
So cute.
Just for everybody out there, Ashley actually came over and watched Penny so I could make it for her. Yeah. It was a little long-sleeved onesie that says, gobble till you wobble.
Oh, my word. It was so cute. So cute.
And
she has little leg warmers.
Yeah. Yeah,
they were
gold.
Chunky legs.
Yeah, her little chunky legs. I love it. I love
she got tutu.
Yep.
Because every princess needs a tutu.
Yeah. I made a tutu out of tulle. And the tutu itself had the colors, let's see here, we had burgundy.
Yeah.
And we had brown and orange. And,
yep.
And yellow.
Yeah. Oh, my heavens to Betsy.
So, and I made a little matching headband with it, actually. So it had tiny rosettes.
I'm just going to throw it out here. Next year.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. You need to, because anybody who knows me and Callie knows that I have no artsy bone whatsoever in my body. Callie is all that in a bag of chips. So next year, you need to crochet her a turkey hat. I mean, how cute would that
turkey
be?
Hat.
like a legit turkey sitting on her head. So funny.
Like you would see in the show Friends. When,
yes.
When Monica, or no, first it was Chan, or Rock, no, I think I just went through all the guys. It was Joey. First did that, and then Monica came back and did that when she told Chandler that she loved it for the first time.
I got one for my nephew,
but
his big old head, he grew out of it very quickly. he didn't like hats.
Oh,
your
Preston.
Daughter, however, is okay with hats.
Yeah, she's actually really good with that.
Yeah, and headbands and all that stuff. Yeah, she's.
I thought.
Really, thank heavens for that. Because I like pretty frilly things.
Hey, you know, and on that note of you saying, you know, thank heavens or whatever, that actually brings us to our first song of the evening.
Woo!
So let's do this.
Each time I see a little girl of 5 or 6 or 7, I can't resist a joyous urge to smile and say, thank heaven for little girls. For little girls get bigger every day. Thank heaven for little girls. They grow up in the most delightful way. Those little eyes so helpless and appealing, one day will flash and send you crashing through the ceiling. Thank heaven for little girls. Thank heaven for them all, no matter where, no matter who. Without them, what would little boys do? Thank heaven. Thank heaven. Thank heaven for little girls. Those little eyes so helpless and appealing, one day will flash and send you crashing through the ceiling. Thank heaven for little girls. Thank heaven for them all. No matter where, no matter who. Without them, what would little boys do? Thank heaven, thank heaven for little.
That was Thank Heavens for Little Girls, mm-hmm. from the 1994 Broadway show Gigi. I had to say it like that. I'm sorry.
Right?
You can't just say Gigi.
No, it's so boring.
Gigi. Which is how they pronounce it in the movie and on the Broadway show.
Yeah.
Because it takes place in France.
Yeah.
In Paris.
Really? No,
yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I knew that. Okay. I was like, don't make me second guess myself. What are you doing?
Yeah, no, I already knew that.
Okay, so everybody, once again, I want to say welcome to KNNA LP 95.7 FM, and you're listening to Notes from the Stage, yes. with Ashley and Callie. Mm-hmm. And this evening, we kind of wanted to take some time, and instead of giving you a lot of information about our shows and the musicals and things like that
we
play.
Random facts that we know or learn.
Yes. We wanted to take the time tonight to say things that we are thankful for.
Yes.
Seeing as today is Thanksgiving. So I hope everybody doesn't mind that.
Right.
they're going to have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's going to get sappy in here, just so you're aware.
Yeah. Yeah. So everybody, if you have your Kleenexes, here we go.
Yeah. So why did you pick the first song?
So I chose the first song, Thank Heavens for Little Girls, because I myself have a little girl.
No.
I'm just kidding. I haven't been talking about her at all.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, not a lot of people know our backstory of my husband and I and the things that we've been through. But because my life, you know, is not generally an open book.
Yeah.
And I share it with the people who need to know. Yes. Mm-hmm. But basically, let's see here. About a year and a half ago, my husband Carl and I were accepted into an adoption program up in Omaha. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, I was shocked that they invited us. I mean, I don't mean to be like that. It's not saying that we're not good people or anything like that, you know. But what I'm saying is that they only invite 25 couples or 25 families in at a time, and that's not a lot.
No.
They don't have a lot of adoptions that happen, honestly. I think last year they had 6. This year so far, there have been, I think, 5.
Yeah, because a lot of 4 birth families are choosing to raise the children instead of giving up.
Yeah, making an adoption plan.
Going through with adoption, yeah.
Yeah, they're deciding, which is totally fine. They're choosing to parent,
keep families together.
Yep, and they, you know, or they find family members already or somebody else that they know that they would like to have them parent their child. Anyways, so long story short, Carl and I were accepted into the program.
Woo-hoo!
About a year and a half ago, and that day was pretty exciting.
Yes.
So that was in January of last year, and then in July, so last summer, we submitted our kind of like our profile.
Which took to you the guys company. A long time.
It did take a long time.
Which it should.
It was like 15 pages. I mean, I guess that's front to back or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a little bit more. I can't remember. But, you know, we had to take the time and we had to put together.
You want to do it right.
We had to put in that book basically how we had to display ourselves in that book. We had to try to say who we were the best way possible.
Mm-hmm.
And things that we wanted out of life and things that we do and stuff like that. Talk about our family, our friends, our work. You know, things like that. So we submitted that last July, and you know, I honestly thought that it was going to be a long time before a birth family would look at our profile and decide that they would want us to raise their child. And it didn't take as long as what we thought.
No.
April 20th this year, Carl and I were at home, and we had our annual kind of update for our home visit from our coordinator,
like a renewal
at Lutheran.
Of your contract or something like that, right?
Yeah. Just to make sure that, you know, our house is still in chip-chop shape.
Nothing's changed.
Yeah, exactly. So she was there, our coordinator was, and she was telling us that, you know, about the other two babies that had found homes and things like that and the story of what's all been going on. And then she told us about where she was updating us on the birth family that we had actually just said, yeah, okay, it's fine, you can show our profile, because there were certain things that were going on or whatever, and so they had to ask our permission first. And so she was telling us about that, and I was like, you know, we got our hopes up with the first two babies that we thought maybe would be coming to us, but, you know, they didn't, and, you know, that's totally fine, we're doing okay and things like that. And I was just like, you know, how is everything okay? You know, how is that going for them and stuff? She's like, well, the birth family did choose a couple. They did choose a profile.
Mm-hmm.
And I said,
but though at this point, okay, you're thinking, not
that
us.
Is not going to happen.
Your profile. She's
no,
profile.
She said a profile. Yeah. And she kept saying that they just haven't gotten a chance to, they're waiting to tell the birth or the adoptive family, because they just haven't seen them yet and they wanted to do it in person. And she said the reason why we had to wait to tell them was because it's you guys.
Oh, my world.
And I don't think I really understood what she said for about 30 seconds because I just stared at her. Yeah. I remember this. I just stared at her. And I think I probably like a deer in the headlights kind of thing.
Yeah.
And
but I don't know how long that lasted because I think the counselor, whatever her name was, left.
Yeah, she did. She
and
did.
I'm not sure where I fell in the line of notifications, but
I
got hysterics when you called.
Yeah. Well, it was just kind of one of those things that, like, Carl and I just looked at each other and we were like, oh, my Lanta. Okay, this is happening.
And
oh, my
your
gosh.
Life
and
changed.
See, yeah. So, but not only did our coordinator get to tell us that our profile had been chosen, but the baby had been born 3 weeks early. And. She was born the day before on the 19th, mm-hmm. and we had a daughter, and
woo-hoo!
It was
yay
like
for girls.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
So, long story short, sorry guys. We got to go to the hospital that night, and we mm-hmm. got to meet her, the birth mom, and we got to meet Penelope. We actually got to name her, give her first name. Birth mom gave her middle name, and we just. From the moment I met her, I fell in love.
Yeah.
I think Carl was still in shock, but I know that he loves that little girl.
I was going to say.
Just
he
as
loves
much
his
as
little
I do,
princess.
So,
yeah. And she
yeah.
is a daddy's
no matter how
girl.
Much, no matter how she much she daddy. Pulls on his beard.
Yes. Oh, my word.
So, like I said, it was just a long story short. I didn't mean to make, you know, go off on a tangent, as we say. and continue to talk about it. But, you know, I prayed a lot,
yep.
and, you know, Carl and I, we would talk about it a lot, and it would just, you know, it just really upset me. It was really...
It was really hard.
It was. It was hard at times, you know, but God has a plan for all of us, and
yes.
He put us in this situation for a reason, and
yep.
He had us wait for a reason, and...
Yep. He knew it wasn't time yet.
Yep,
and
exactly.
And when it came along,
exactly.
it would happen.
Exactly.
Yep.
So, Carl and I got to enjoy one last vacation. I think that's what he did. God let Carl and I finish our last vacation, just the two of us up in Detroit at a Red Wings game for Carl's very first time at the mm-hmm. at the Joe at the stadium up there. Anyways, but it was just, I don't know. I'm so thankful for Penelope and
yeah. well, she
for
didn't
our
just
little
change
family
your guys's
and
life. She has changed. Many.
Yours.
Well, yeah, no, duh, please, let's... of course. But, I mean, it's the first grandchild for your parents.
Yes.
And the first granddaughter for Carl's parents.
Yep.
My first niece. Woohoo! Mm. So excited.
Yeah, she's
but
excited
I've been telling
enough
you,
because...
From, like, the minute you guys submitted your profile and we're going to adopt, I'm like, okay, I kept praying day after day for a little girl because all my friends keep giving me boys, giving me nephews. Y'all got to stop.
There are a lot of boys.
A lot. Got to stop. All I really wanted somebody is to give me a niece. Prayed a lot for it, and it finally happened, which I also had a sinking feeling that if you guys, when you guys got a kid, it was going to be a girl.
Yeah, yeah.
I just knew.
There were times where I'm like, oh, you know, I think I feel like it's going to be a boy. I feel like that. But then I'm just like,
we'd love him no matter what.
Oh, yeah. Whichever, definitely.
Boy or girl. But I was so excited.
Yeah.
I just kept passing all these little frilly dresses in the store. And I'm like, oh, come on.
It is so. Okay. Speaking of that, it is so hard to go into like a shopping place where they have cute little dresses of like Minnie Mouse or even like a little tutu. I think I saw the other day a Beauty from, or Belle,
yeah,
from Beauty and the Beast. Yeah, I saw a little yellow dress.
Mm-hmm.
I found some Wizard of Oz dresses, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So she's got a couple of those now.
And I've bought her some Little Mermaid stuff already.
Oh, yeah.
Which we're going to have to replenish when she gets bigger. So, you know.
We've definitely gone a little overboard.
Nuh-uh. Can never be overboard. That being said, on the day that she came home,
yeah, what did you bring over? A
Barbie dream house, like Fisher Price, big old gym set.
Uh-huh.
It's like one of the houses.
Outside,
it was a gym set. It was a house.
One of those big plastic houses, mm-hmm, that the kids can play in. Yeah, mm-hmm, it was a playhouse.
It's got two stools and a kitchenette. You're welcome.
She was 5 days old, and Ashley brings over a Barbie playhouse.
So excited. I cannot describe the excitement level.
She was actually...
I made your poor husband come with me to help put it in the van and get it to your house.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley was the first person that I called.
Was I? Yay, me.
Yeah, well, because we didn't want to tell our parents yet because it was going to be a surprise. We wanted to tell them in our own special way.
Right.
But, I mean, come on. I had to tell you. I had to call you and say, you won't believe what just happened.
Yeah.
Freaking out. And
you were kind of in hysterics for a hot quick
second.
Yeah.
So
it took me a second to understand.
I didn't even tell you at first what it was. You're looking at me and you were looking, because we were FaceTiming.
Yep.
And so you were looking at me and I could just tell that you knew.
Well, something really, really, really big had happened. And there was only like maybe not even a handful of things that it potentially could be, like two or three, maybe.
Yeah.
But the way she was reacting, I knew instantly that it had to do with a baby.
Mm-hmm. So, not to continue on with this, but
that's why
we chose the Thank Heavens for Little Girls song. So, sorry about that, everybody, for how long that went, but there
it's not
you
just
go.
Your life, though, that she's changed. It needed a big segment.
Yeah. So I got to share with everybody. Yeah. So thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my grandpa told me, Chip, my boy, there'll come a time when you leave home. If you should ever hit New York, be sure to see the Hippodrome.
The Hippodrome?
Yeah, the Hippodrome.
Did I hear right? Did you say the Hippodrome?
Yes, you heard right. Yes, I said the Hippodrome. Hey, what did you stop for?
It ain't there anymore. They tore it down, you know, a dozen years ago.
Oh, I wanted to see the Hippodrome.
What year is that guidebook anyway?
1905.
1905? No wonder. Don't you realize a big city like this changes all the time? But there's one thing that doesn't change, kid. Come up to my place.
No. My grandpa saw the girly shows and told me of one special pearl. He said the hottest show in town was called the Floridora Girl.
Floridora Girl?
Yeah, the Floridora Girl.
Did I dig that? Was that Floridora Girl?
Yes, you dug that. That was Floridora. What stop for did you, hey?
You may not see that play, that famous girly show for 40 years ago. Come up to my place.
No. My grandpa said I'd see New York in all its beauty and its power, from the city's highest spot atop the famous Woolworth Tower.
The Woolworth Tower?
Yeah, the Woolworth Tower.
Hold the phone, Joe. Did you say the Woolworth Tower?
I'm still ringing. Yes, I said the Woolworth Tower. Did you stop for hey what?
That ain't the highest spot. Since that old guidebook date, they built the Empire State. Come up to my place.
Let's go to Cleopatra's Needle.
Let's go to my place.
Let's see Wanamaker's store.
Let's go to my place.
Let's go to Lindy's, go to Luchow.
Go to my place.
Let's see Radio City and Herald Square.
Let's go to my place.
Go to Rubens.
Go to my place.
Go to Macy's.
Go to my place.
Go to Roxy.
Go to my place.
Cloisters.
My place.
Gimbel.
My place.
Flatiron.
My place.
Building.
My place.
Camp Cajon.
My place.
Man, that is one of my all-time favorite songs and all-time favorite movies.
Yeah.
So that movie, that song was Come Up to My Place. It was by Frank Sinatra and Betty Garrett in the 1949 movie On the Town.
Yes.
Yeah. And so the reason why I picked that little nugget of awesomeness was because it's my birthday. Not today, though. let's refresh that real quick. On the 27th, though, if we want to do like a birthday weekend, that's fine, too. Okay, Callie?
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Yep, that works.
Great.
That works.
So anyway, no, my birthday's on the 27th this year. On the So, yeah. Well, it's always on, like, it's on the 27th, but I meant to say Monday the 27th. Oh, boy. This is going great. So,
and yeah, you're going to be 28 again.
No, 25.
Oh, 25. Oh, we're going down that far.
Well, because once you hit 25, we don't age.
Yeah. That's
I'm ageless.
Okay.
Right?
Yep, I'll just go with it. That's fine.
Yep, so anyway, that's why I picked that song, because it's my birthday, and I can do whatever I want since we host this.
You know, and what's funny is that I think you and I think even since high school, I mean, for the longest time, mm-hmm. You and I both love this musical.
Yeah.
And every time we talk about like your hip hurting or my hip hurting, we always say our hippodromes.
Love it.
Our hippodrome.
And
from the
like,
musical.
Nobody ever knows what I'm talking about. My mom and dad know only because I say it so many times. But you're the only other one who gets me.
I think was one night we actually were texting back and forth quotes from the movie.
Yeah, we were,
because you were talking about your hippodrome, and I said, did I hear right, did you say the hippodrome?
Yep. That whole conversation lasted a hot minute. Well,
yeah,
2 minutes,
I think,
and
I
19 seconds at least of worth of music. So
yeah,
we just text up. Yeah, anyway, I digress. So what?
Well, hold on really quick, because I know we're supposed to share things that we're thankful for.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Okay, well, can I just speaking of your birthday.
Yeah.
I just want to tell your parents thank you for giving me the awesomest bestie ever. So.
Right, they hit it out of the park, man.
Thanks,
first time
Dad.
Around. That's why I'm an only child. Hey. They're going to need to fix perfection.
You are absolutely ridiculous, and I love it.
Oh, word. Okay.
Okay, so what were you going to say?
Well, first one out, I guess, of why I'm thankful. I picked a few because I can.
Okay.
The first one out was, I was going to just say thanks to modern medicine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree
with
that.
You know, my cancer doctors, love them. Actually, I don't really like them. Kind of have no personality, but whatever. They're saving
a
life.
But they're good at what they do.
I was going to say, as long as they know what they're doing and they're saving my life, I really don't care.
No, Ashley, can you elaborate?
I have enough personality for both.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yep.
I would agree with that as well.
So I go up to University of Nebraska Med Center in Omaha every time I need to go have chemo. Every time I need to see the doctor, I need to get lab testing, you name it.
There's been weeks where you've been up there three times in the week, if not four.
Yeah, well, and back when, before I started chemo and I was doing testing.
Oh my gosh.
It was after my
my
big surgery that I had had on to remove one of my big tumor.
That was on July 24th.
26th. Yeah,
okay.
It was a Wednesday. We went up every day for testing. I don't know why we just didn't stay up there. I mean, I know it's only about 45 minutes-ish, depending on how the traffic is.
Mm-hmm.
But we really wanted to sleep in our own beds,
because
hotel beds are no good. So every day we went up for some sort of testing, or I had, you know, surgeons I had to see, and then the cancer doctor. And I had to have another surgery that week on a Thursday. And then by Friday, I was already starting chemo. It was a quick ride. Like, that was a quick
initial start. It was. They
started
things really, really fast for you, which is awesome.
Yeah. We found
it's really good.
That I just had a mass. July 11th-ish? It was a Monday.
Yeah, because your mom
not
made
July,
you.
I'm sorry, June. June 11th, somewhere around there.
Your mom made Monday. You go to the emergency room.
Yeah.
Yeah, she
thanks
did.
Again, she's, Pam.
You see? Yeah. Literally, yep. Yeah, no, I was being stubborn. You know.
Well, it's not I've like you want to.
Yeah, well,
I understand. I thought, wanted to see how it could go in the next couple of days. And
yeah, so I went, and they found the mass. Uh-huh. That was exciting. But didn't really think anything of it because, you know, could have been a quick, easy thing.
Yeah.
Then we had a biopsy. Mm-hmm. That was not so good. But they couldn't, I guess, because it was whatever. It was harder to read, so that's why we got sent to UNMC in Omaha. Because they knew it was a lymphoma. We couldn't, I guess, determine which one. And they still couldn't off of reading those biopsies. So we ended up having to have the big surgery, cutting into my sternum and temporarily, I guess, they removed some of my part of my sternum and ribs to get to the tumor.
Well, because they
it was
thought,
on top of my heart next to my esophagus.
Yeah. And they were afraid that if they went in to biopsy it itself and poke a hole in it or something like that, yep. They thought it was possibly a big giant pack of cysts.
Of cancer, yeah. They didn't cancer, want to poke so a they hole didn't in it and spread cancer everywhere into
exactly.
my chest cavity.
Because you that poke it with bad. A little tiny hole and it would spill everywhere all over your body. Mm-hmm. So, that yeah.
But
I mean,
the thing
the
is, we didn't
stunk,
even know. It was going to be, depending on what it looked like, because first they were going to do an exploratory surgery.
Yeah. And that's what I...
And so we were hoping that was it, but I wouldn't know until I woke up what was done.
Yeah.
Well...
Well, we didn't even instantly. Know what had been done until it yeah. was all done. Like, they yeah. didn't even come out and tell us mm-hmm. that...
I went back around, what, 8? Something like that?
Probably.
8:30, somewhere around that in the morning. Like I didn't get to see you guys again until 4:30.
Yeah. Well,
that afternoon?
Yeah,
yep.
Took a while.
That was a rough go. Pain yeah. meds weren't working. Epidurals weren't working.
Yeah.
It was no bueno, but I knew instantly waking up what was wrong and what happened because it was super painful.
Yeah. Well, and then on top of that, they sent us to your recovery room.
Yeah.
And they didn't even...
They wouldn't bring me back my mama because I was already
no.
out of surgery that, by that point when
they
she
didn't
guys
even,
went up.
They didn't even, like, they said everything was just fine, that we could go to the recovery room. And yep. they didn't even try calling your mom, though. That's what irritates
no,
me.
No, we told everybody what's going to calm me down. My
Your
mama.
Mama. Yep.
I got to have my mama. And they would not bring me my mom. So, yeah. yeah. But even then, I was, yeah, that was a rough day.
Yeah.
That whole day was rough. I know most of it I was asleep, but still.
Yeah.
It was, it was
but
a lot.
But it was a rough day for you.
Yep. And then yeah. a few weeks home, well, I was in the hospital for about a week-ish, 6 days, 5 days, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
I don't know, I lost track.
Yeah,
of time.
Something like that.
And then I was home for, what, 2 weeks? And then I had that whole week worth of testing and then another surgery to put in a port.
Yep.
And then I started chemo that Friday. Yeah. And
it was crazy. Bam, bam, bam. They just went right into all of it.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
So tomorrow, da-da-da, is my last day of chemo. Hopefully.
Yay!
I know.
I would it yell louder.
So excited.
But I don't want to scare anybody.
I really, really don't like chemo. It is no fun. I know there's many people out there who have different experiences, and so far it's not been a great experience, but it's not been bad.
It's not been
this very last
as
one,
bad as some stories that you hear. But still, I mean, this last bout, I think, was probably the worst that it's been.
It has.
You.
Oh, it was bad. Super yeah. bad. The side effects were intense. But this will be number 8 for chemo.
Yep.
And then...
Hey, did you tell everybody what kind of cancer you had?
Oh. No, probably not. I
probably
okay. important. I have stage 2 Hodgkin's lymphoma. Classical Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Which, luckily enough for you, that it's a very treatable cancer.
Yeah, I had a 96%
survival ratio. Yeah.
Success rate, I guess, for coming out of it. So... bonus
yeah.
on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, after I get done with my number 8 chemo, we'll wait about a month. And then I think right now, like the 29th of December, I've scheduled to have another PET scan to see, I guess on this last PET scan, it was a little blurry underneath my sternum, but that's normal because of the type of surgery I had. So we're hoping by the 29th, the inflammation from the surgery has gone down enough to see underneath it. Otherwise, it was all clear the last one. So we'll just have to see underneath the sternum this time.
So if this one's clear, then you'll technically be in remission, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And I don't know what the follow-up is yet. We're literally taking day by day, month by month kind of thing.
Well, yeah, you
We don't
want to
plan too far in advance.
No.
Because with this stuff, you just never know. So, yeah. Hopefully we are done. They may say I may have to have maybe some radiation potentially depending on that PET scan in December.
Yeah.
But we really don't want to do PET scan because the risks of...
You mean radiation?
What did I say?
PET scan. It's okay.
Yep, sorry, radiation.
it's okay.
Because of where my cancer tumors were.
Yeah.
All located the upper chest cavity. I would have higher risks of getting breast cancer secondary later in life from that radiation. So we don't want that. No more chemo, thank you. So
yeah.
Hopefully no radiation.
Just once you're all done with everything. And
yes.
Yeah.
Yep. So anyway, that is why I picked it, because it's my birthday and because I can. And that's what I'm thankful for is, yay, medicine.
May so taste you can have bad, more birthdays.
May have bad side effects. But it's saving a life, so.
Yeah.
And that way I can have more birthdays.
Exactly. Well, and hey, so Friday is your last one, but you did that specifically before your birthday, like made sure to plan enough time in advance.
Yeah.
Because Monday you want to be able to enjoy your birthday lunch with mom and dad.
Yeah.
Which is?
Chicken fried steaks that my mama makes and mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm. And some corn. Yep. It's going to be exciting. Love it every time. I ask for it every year.
Yeah.
Yep. And then I made sure also to plan it the day after Thanksgiving so that I can eat a lot of food.
You can actually enjoy Thanksgiving as well. So it worked out for time-wise.
Yeah, because there's about 4 days where I don't, anywhere from 2 to 4, depending on which one I guess how bad I take those side effects. But I don't eat for those few days. I try. That doesn't always go well. So
yeah,
I decided to put it so many days before my birthday.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I tried going after, but they said no. It was too long.
It was too long, yeah. It would have been already more than 2 weeks, so.
I tried, and I even tried going, way before Thanksgiving, but then it was too early, so whatever.
I know.
So I had the option of picking either Nebraska football, going to the game, watching Nebraska play Iowa, which, thank gosh, I put my betting money on the chemo, because we're doing horrible for
I'd hate to see
football. So I guess I chose the better one, I guess, of that.
I think so. I think you did.
That's right. We'll try next year.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So on that note, I guess, let's play our second one.
Yeah.
Our third one.
A third song of the night. Right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM. And you're listening to Notes from the Stage.
When you're the best of friends, having so much fun together, you're not even aware you're such a funny pair. You're the best of friends, life's a happy game. You could clown around forever, neither one of you sees your natural boundaries. Life's one happy game. If only the world wouldn't get in the way, if only people would just let you play. They say you'll both be fools, you're breaking all the rules. They can't understand the magic of your wonderland. When you're the best of friends, sharing all that you discover, when these moments have passed, will that friendship last? Who can say? There's a way. Oh, I hope it never ends. 'Cause you're the best of friends.
Well, that was our Disney segment that we usually do during our shows, right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM with Notes from the Stage. I chose that song actually as a surprise for Ashley. I told her she had
slipped that under the radar. I had a new idea.
Yeah, I called her. And I said, "So we need to pick a song for Disney, but can I be in charge of that?"
I was like, "Sure." Yeah. Whatevs.
I wasn't going to tell her what it was. I told her it was a surprise.
Work, though.
So yeah, we do.
She took one song. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I took one song.
Well, okay. Wow. That's awesome.
Because, you know, Ashley's the one who usually does the music. And
yeah, that's right. I do all the work. That's right, everybody. Everything you hear is from me. Just kidding. I'm going to say that you can have that one and we can split up the rest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cricket.
Yes, and that's exactly what we did. So I say so a lot.
That's all right. I say literally a lot, too.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
Yay, live radio.
Right? We are such a mess.
Yes. But I chose that song as our Disney segment for tonight because we're talking about things that we're thankful for. And
she's stealing my idea, just so everybody knows.
Good. I was really hoping I would. But you know what? We could do this together if you want to.
Fine.
We can make this our fine, together.
Fine.
Let's get together. Yeah. So that was Best of Friends from the movie Fox and the Hound, the Disney movie.
That makes me cry every time I see it. I have not watched that movie in probably over 20 years because it
I'd agree with that.
Cry every time. Like, it's not happening.
Yeah.
It's not on my playlist for a reason.
But the movie's about, a fox and a... And hound. A hound, obviously.
A basset hound. Isn't it a basset hound?
He's a bloodhound.
Whatever. Close.
Or maybe he's a basset hound.
I have no idea.
I think
a dog.
Yeah.
Fox and a dog.
I think it's, yeah. Anyways, and how their lives together, they're the best of friends. I mean, then they grow up and, you know, things happen. But that's not the case with Ashley and I. I just wanted to play that song because I liked it because it talks about them being the best of friends.
Yes.
And Ashley and I... And we've shared this many times on the show. We've been friends for about 15 years now.
Thanks to put a number on it. Good job.
I'm not going to say when we became friends. I could say we became friends in elementary school. And people are like, oh, them young chickies.
Oh, okay. Well, we were not in elementary, I guess. We were a smidge older than that.
Just a skosh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ashley and I met in high school in Color Guard.
Yeah.
Yeah, we played
marching band.
We played the flag.
Well, let's all stop here. Now, you played an instrument, though, sophomore year. She was the band. She wasn't part of Color Guard.
Trumpet.
Yeah, I know.
But
then she came over to the side.
I used to play trumpet.
That's what I mean. Yeah, as a sophomore.
No.
Wasn't it?
I didn't play in marching band the first year. Not when you guys all went to, San Diego or whatever?
I don't remember.
Yeah, no. You guys did Mambo, that show. Right?
Yes, was that
Mambo
when we had the cool outfits.
Yeah.
It went downhill from there.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that. Our Sound of Music ones our senior year weren't that bad because they at least didn't fall apart.
Shoes.
Okay, the shoes were awful because those were like
horrendous.
Those were pretty bad. But those skirts were fun. We got to dance with the skirts. I mean, they were so full.
Using that as a coat when it was freezing out.
Oh, yeah.
It was great.
Oh, yeah. So we met in Color Guard in high school.
Yeah.
Go Knigets. Go Knights.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I, like I said, I chose that song for, because I'm thankful for you. Because I love you.
Back at you, boo.
Boo.
Boo. Feels weird on you, doesn't it? Boo.
Yeah, that's just not a little.
But anyway, yeah, no. Back at you. You were my number two of thankful for, so.
Aw.
There you go. Way to steal my thunder.
Oh, that's okay. We can do that. Yeah.
Like that's right. I guess I had my thunder. When, like, what was it, number episode two, whatever, three? Back when we were having technical difficulties, so, like, half you people didn't hear.
Yeah.
I had a real sappy moment that best friend day.
That was the night that nobody could hear our mics.
Day. That was sister, sibling day.
Yeah. And
we were having technical difficulties.
We had a lot of difficulties that night because we couldn't, the mics weren't working. All anybody could hear was the music.
Yeah, streaming you couldn't get, but you could get over radio.
Mm-hmm.
The old school way, the OG.
The OG.
Anywho,
love okay. You. Well, I said I was thankful for you. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
No.
Okay.
I love you.
I yeah, you too.
Hey, thanks. So that brings us to our next song.
Up next.
Our little disclaimer, so you understand when you're hearing hearing the words. Okay, this is going to be like a real quick delve into our quirkiness and how we so think alike.
Oh, yeah.
Because the minute we saw this and heard it, we're like, done deal. Going on the show.
Dunzo.
Yep. Dunzo. Yeah. So do you want to give the disclaimer as to what it is?
Okay. During the Halloween season,
yeah,
we watch Addams Family Values. And there's a scene in the movie that talks about Thanksgiving Day. And so this is the song that correlates.
Now, more backstory. So people who haven't seen it, it's a, what, summer camp?
Yeah.
For
gifted children.
Yep.
And they send Wednesday and Pugsley to it.
The two children out of the movie. Yep.
Yeah. And
so they're putting on a play for the parents.
Yes, about the first Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And so...
Yep.
This is... I just love this song. It's so funny. So...
Just note, whatever they say, it's not about the children, even though it's the children performing it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so they're dressed up as turkeys.
Yeah. The children are dressed as turkeys.
The children are. Yeah. That's our disclaimer.
Yep.
All right.
Enjoy.
Yes. Just listen to the fantastic Thanksgiving Day song from Addams.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, my heavens.
Yeah. That was from the Addams Family Values.
Yeah.
That one came out. That was a sequel to the first, obviously, to the first one. A sequel is whatever. Okay.
It came out in November 19th, 1993.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It did. And like we said, it took place at camp for gifted children. And Wednesday and Pugsley were in the show that they put on, the little musical about the first Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it was Camp Chippewa.
Camp Chippewa. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Random. I know. So
I know.
I guess I guess we'll move on to the next song.
Or you move on to the next song.
The thankfulness. I'm going to do my number three thing that I'm thankful for is mi familia. My parental units, my parents, love them. I truly don't know if I would have been able to get through this last, whatever, bout since all this issue with cancer.
Last 5 months?
Yeah. I don't think I would have been able to get through it all without my parents being there with me through everything. Literally holding my hand through bone marrow testing, which hurts super bad. Being even sitting, I guess, for even my PET scans. They can't be with me for 3 hours, but I know that they're there. Mm-hmm. In the waiting room, waiting for me to be done.
They've driven you up for every single appointment.
Every single one.
Your mom's taken off work and dad's taken off time. I mean,
I never go without my parents.
Yeah.
I know my dad can't always be, he's there pretty much all the time. Rarely if it's just for a quick little blood test or a real quick echocardiogram.
Oh,
maybe he wouldn't go for that, but. You know, all the big ones like chemo, every time I have to see a doctor, any surgeries, anything of those nature, he is always there. I don't think I could have done it without them. It'd have been really difficult.
Oh, most definitely.
And I know, I guess, and because I also live with my parents, just because, I mean, I used to have three jobs, so at that point, I was never home anyway, but then, of course, with the cancer starting...
it was time for you to slow down a bit.
Yeah, we've quit two of the others. I have a full-time job, which I had then, too, but It's the same one, but it's just I've cut the other two off. Mm-hmm. But my mom has helped me maintain my weight throughout this whole thing by cooking the foods, even though it would change from week to week depending on the chemo and the side effects.
But and what you could even tolerate.
What
to
I could tolerate.
Eat.
Yeah. So, you know, I've only lost a little bit of weight. She's kept me and helped me keep me strong and healthy by cooking me the foods that taste good. She's been helping me. Like I said, she takes care of me. So.
Yeah. I was going to say, your mom definitely, I mean, you'll say, I'm not really hungry. She's like, no, you're going to eat.
Yeah. Yeah. And for the most part. I always eat a lot of food, or she would help, like, you know, maybe offer food throughout the day if I wasn't eating large amount, or like, you know, normal amounts of food.
Yeah.
She's even, we even went and got, you know, meal replacement shakes. So that if I really just no food was sounding good at all, at least I would have those.
Some sort of
as
nutrient
an option.
Going
would
into
always
your body.
Make sure that one or two was put into the fridge the morning or even the night before that I went up for chemo, so that when I would get back, at least I had that as an option.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, couldn't have done it without my parents being by my side the whole time
and taking care of me
because I was a hot mess through most of it.
Yeah. Well, and throughout the whole entire thing, I mean, even though they're your parents and they'd do anything for you, but your parents have been absolutely amazing, but you are their only child.
Yep.
And, but.
We are super close, me and my parents.
Yeah.
And I think this has just made us closer, which I didn't even know was possible. But just so you all know, it is. Super close. But that's okay, you know?
I think it's awesome.
You appreciate it as you get older. You appreciate the closeness.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was always like, dang, my parents are always there and always around and, you know, typical kid, right?
Yeah.
But now it's as an adult, you know, I'm
you don't
thankful.
Really get that when Mm-mm. you're younger.
No. So I'm very thankful for my parents.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Well, I'm thankful for your parents, too. Like I said at the beginning. I mean, I wouldn't have you if it wasn't for them. Right. So, yeah.
It's perfect. I know it.
I lock the doors. I lower the blinds. I fire up the smoke machine. And put on your heels. Because I know exactly what we need.
Let's have a kiki.
I want to have a kiki.
Lock the doors.
Tight.
Let's have a kiki.
Mother.
I'm going to let you have it.
Let's have a kiki.
I want to have a kiki.
Dive.
Turn.
Work.
Let's have a kiki.
We're going to serve.
And work.
And turn.
And hop, hop, honey.
A kiki is a party for calming all your nerves. We're spilling tea and dishing just desserts when they deserve.
And though the sun is rising, few may choose to leave. So shave that lid and we'll all bid adieu to your ennui.
Let's have a kiki.
I wanna have a kiki.
Lock the doors
tight.
Let's have a kiki.
Mother.
I'm gonna let you have it.
Let's have a kiki.
I wanna have a kiki.
Dive.
Turn.
Work.
Let's have a kiki.
We're gonna serve.
And work.
And turn.
And hop, hop, honey.
It's turkey lurkey time. Tom Turkey ran away, but he just came home. It's turkey lurkey time. He's really home to stay. Never want to run.
Kiki.
I wanna have a kiki.
Boots, 10
queen.
Let's have a kiki.
We're gonna serve.
But wasn't that a catchy little number?
It was really upbeat.
I know. I had to throw it into our schedule. Yeah, so
I want to have a party.
You know what a kiki is? Well, party, you just said that. Dang it.
I'm, well, you know what?
You
but not everybody
she
else.
Ahead. Do you hear that?
I did. I ruined it for Ashley.
She stole my thunder again. Dang it. Yeah, no, anyway, yeah, kiki is a party.
And I guess we all kind of had a party today with our family.
Yeah.
We all had a kiki. So I don't think it was as exciting as that, though.
No. And I don't know if I want to party with my family that hard. Like, that's
intense dancing and moving around.
Yeah,
and
that's like a...
Not right after you eat a whole bunch of turkey and potatoes and gravy. Sleep. And yeah.
So anyway, that was Let's Have a Kiki mashed up with... mashed, get it? No, sorry. Mashed up with Turkey Lurkey Time.
Oh, boy. Look at you.
I was getting ready to put a dad joke in there, but decided not to. That was done by the Glee cast from season 4 that was released in 2012. And it features Sarah Jessica Parker in it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And mostly Kurt. I heard that, well, the character's named Kurt. He was one of the other main, I guess, voices or vocals on that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that one's that.
Coolio. All right, so I want to share technically my third thing that I'm thankful for, because first was Penny.
Yeah.
Second was you.
Of course.
We did that together.
Notice the order.
And and third of all, I want to also, I guess, copy Ashley.
Ha ha.
And say I'm very, very, very thankful for my family. That
ditto.
You know, we, especially when Penelope came along, it was a mad dash. I mean, we literally found out about her and we had nothing. I mean, we didn't have a crib. We didn't have a changing table. We had no diapers. We had no clothes. We had no bottles. We had nothing.
Nothing.
And, we didn't want to buy anything.
Yeah, so you didn't
want to
buy because you didn't know if it was going to be a boy or a girl. Not only that, but it's hard to just have it in your house and not have it on a baby.
Yeah.
Just sitting in your house.
Exactly. That was even more,
That was even more harder.
It was hard.
Yep.
So there we go, saying so again. I need to work on that. Anyways.
She'll like get the rubber bands and snap it on your wrist each time, right?
Isn't that
supposed to be the trick, the old school trick thing?
To teach you to not do something. Yeah. I really, really am appreciative of everything that my family has done, even before Penelope. You know, a couple years ago, I had to go in for emergency surgery, and my father had a heart attack that night that I had surgery at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yep, that was a rough.
That was a really, really rough time. Day. That was right before Christmas, too. It was December 22nd and 23rd.
It was like around 3 o'clock or so that I got your phone call.
Yeah, that I was going in for surgery.
Yeah, that you had gotten to the ER and you were in pre-op, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah. So, you know, through all of that, you know, Ashley came and took care of me.
Yep.
And
between me and her husband, me and him switched off so he could run home and grab food.
Yep.
Because he need. Yep.
Yep. Took care of me at home. And, you know, Ashley helped out with things that I don't think I could ever repay her for. We're not going to go into detail medical things that she did.
I'll do whatever I have to. We're going to be in a nursing home together anyway, so.
Well, exactly. And so.
Penny's going to have to take care of both of us.
Yeah.
Or I guess all three if Carl still wants to hang out with us then.
Yeah. I
guess we'll let him.
Yeah, that'll be fine. That's all right.
I mean, I kind of like him.
Jeez. I think I like him. You know, and that included, I have a very, very amazing husband, a very supportive husband.
Yeah, you do.
And I am very thankful to have him in my life. We've been through a lot of things, a lot more things than what we expected that we would go through together. And
now y'all are stronger for it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just appreciate everything everybody's done. You know, my siblings have always given us so much support, and I don't know. I could go on and on and on, and I have such a large, extensive family as it is.
Well, so when Penny came home, you had nothing. And while you were home, I don't think it was the second day, or is it still the day of? It was that next day. The evening. When did all the family, well, not whole family, but your parents.
Oh, when we came home?
Yeah, it was your parents and Aunt
Debbie. Yeah, everybody came over. Aunt Debbie.
Anyway, so like her basement, I was there in the morning, to take photos of them coming home.
Yep.
Making sure the dogs were all taken care of. And then I went
picked up that Barbie dream house.
Well, though. Yeah, I did that
oh,
too.
Oh, but you went to work and
I
stuff.
I also went to work. Then we picked up the Barbie dream house. Yay me. And then when I came back, it looked like your basement exploded in pink baby clothes. I was
there
like,
was
I don't even know
so much that everybody
from.
Brought over, and it was amazing.
I have no idea. You guys were doing laundry and folding.
Yeah.
Why your dad was rocking with Penny on his chest, and they were, I think he was almost like asleep, sound asleep.
Yep.
Yeah, but yeah, your family.
She sure loves
awesome.
Her grandpa.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
But yeah, your family's pretty cool.
Yeah. They've been.
They gave me you, so that's
yay,
a bonus,
you guys.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And with that, I also got a younger sister and a brother, mm-hmm. though. I could take it or leave it with that one. I'm just kidding. I like you, Dan. I'm just messing. Yep. Mm-hmm. I got a huge extensive family. I have a
you
small
have,
family, but you have a yeah. large family.
I have a large family that absolutely love you.
Yeah, I'm so. Pretty close with them. So anyway, yeah. I added on yours. You're welcome.
That's okay. I love it. So yay, family.
Yay.
We want to take the next couple of minutes and say thank you to each and every one of you out there who has taken the time out of your day to listen to our show that we're bringing you tonight and every Thursday from
5 to 6.
5 to 6 p.m. Yep. Thank you, Ashley.
Sorry. Yep. I was looking at my notes. Sorry.
And we're here on Notes from the Stage on KNNA LP 95.7 FM every Thursday night, like I said, from 5 to 6 p.m.
Yes, because without you guys...
Without you guys, we would not have a show.
There would be no station.
Exactly. So thank you all for taking the time to listen to us and have fun with us.
Yes. And with that, we'll see you next Thursday.
And hey, really quick.
Oh, wait, what?
Happy Thanksgiving!
Oh, yes. Happy Thanksgiving. And happy birthday to me.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Raindrops on roses. And whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. On roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things.